Hello to my lovely kings and queens. How is it going this lovely Friday morning? It is your girl Moa Shay, and this is what I'm thinking. So look, let's get into it. So every Wednesday I watch Sisters, which is one of Tyler Perry's shows, and Tyler Perry know what he doing with that show, let me tell you. So it's basically about four black women that are successful, and I mean, everybody's out there looking for love, basically. But I have two of my favorite people of this show that I absolutely love. I love their characters. I love their personality. The whole nine yards. I love me some Danny. Yes! Danielle is my girl. I absolutely love her. I love her. She seemed like she would be my biggest headache if she was my friend, but she could be my friend. I love her. And my second favorite person is Maurice. I love Maurice. Whatever he wants to be at that moment, I love it. Okay? I absolutely love it. So one of the situations that I want to talk about in the episode, which I'm not gonna tell everything that's happening in this show, but I'm gonna run through a few things. So this is in season 3. So first of all, who I want to start with first? Ooh, Karen. Let's start with Karen. Karen, she needs to leave Zach alone. Okay? Let him be Fatima. Let them be happy if that's what it's gonna be. Karen need to go ahead and figure out if she wants to be with the preacher man tonight and go ahead about her business. Because, ladies and gentlemen, listen, you do not need another person to tell you when a relationship is over and when you need closure. You can get closure by yourself. That's it. When you say you done, you done. You do not need another individual to tell you that the relationship is over. It's over when you say it's over. Okay? About that. Then Danny needs to figure out if she wants to be with her boy Rodeo or not. Like, do you want to be a couple with him? You want to be his lady? Or what? They need to figure it out. I love them both, but they also need to figure it out. I feel like Maurice just needs to have a little bit of self-love because he has an awesome personality. He is a great person. He is a great individual. But I really think baby needs to bedazzle some love on himself instead of getting into these situations that he in, because that situation that he got in, I'm not going to say not me, because I done got myself into some tight situations. But then let's move on to, I can't even think of her name, Andy. Girl, Andy, baby, you are a lawyer. You are a lawyer. You are a very smart individual. And I understand that she's trying to make this thing. Or maybe she not. She not. I don't know what her and Gary got going on either, to be honest. But this therapist, old Miss Mama's had me mad this last episode. She had me highly upset. Okay, so I'm going to speak on that. So if you and your fiance or you and your wife are going to therapy, should you and her be seeing the therapist at the same time? Because I understand that it's a show, but a lot of these things happen in real life situations. Gary is seeing a therapist by himself, but he's seeing a therapist to make things better between him and Andy. And he's a man that's going to a female therapist. Y'all know how that goes sometimes. Some people unprofessional as I don't know what. And that last clip from season 3, episode 13, Miss Mama was getting very comfortable. I hope Andy walk into that house and she, woo! We don't condone domestic violence, but I hope she gives her a lovely choice of words. And also, Sabrina, I'm gonna need Sabrina to figure out what she wants to. I'm gonna need her and Calvin to get it together. Please get it together, because I feel like they are really cute together. I really like them together, but I really like that they need to work out what they got going on and get an understanding. Like, are y'all gonna be a couple and do this thing together, or y'all gonna be playing around? What is really going on? Then also, I want to know if Q is gonna go to jail for what he did or not. Also, I want to know if that little Q bartender that keep coming to my reefs talking to him, I wonder if he behind some of the stuff that's been going on. It's way too much going on. Then Fatima, if you're gonna be with Zach, sweetheart, be with him. And don't worry about what Karen got going on. You want that to be your man? Let that be your man, girl. And Hayden. My boy, one thing I really don't like, and this doesn't have to be just a man. It can be women too. One thing I do not like is when you get turned down by somebody, or you try to shoot your shot and you get shot down, and you just won't quit. You just won't quit. Hayden just bought. He made my head hurt. He absolutely makes my head hurt. And he is honestly, he is playing this character way too well. Way too well. He gonna make me not like him if I see him in something else, because of the way he acting in this show. And then Pam need to find her some business. Pam is Karen's receptionist at her shop. Karen owns a shop. Karen is a hairstylist, and Danny works at the airport looking at people's tickets and stuff. I don't know what you would call that, but Danny works at the airport. Sabrina is a manager at the bank. Andy is a lawyer. Fatima is Andy's assistant. Hayden works with Andy and Fatima in the same office as them. And that man is just causing straight mayhem in that office. It does not even make any sense. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I hope Hayden loses his job. So as far as the men, because I went through the women in their situations. I went through a little bit of the men's situations too. So for the men, Zach needs to figure out if he honestly wants to be with Karen or he wants to be with Fatima. Right now, he's stuck in between two women. At first, he was going back and forth with being with Karen and not being with Karen. And then he done started getting serious with Fatima. Now he wants to be with Fatima. But Karen wants to talk to him and get closure. So I really don't know how that's going to work out. They were together for 3 years. They had their moment. They've known each other for a while. I think since college or something like that. So I understand the chemistry. I understand the history that they have. But if something does not work, if a relationship does not work, it does not work. Andy, first of all, she got with Gary when Gary was married. I want to know what's going on with his wife, ex-wife, whatever Gary got going on with his wife. I would really like to know what's going on with that situation, because the last thing I heard, she was trying to sue Andy, Danny, Karen, and Sabrina. We'll probably find that out in season 4. Because from what I found in these internet streets, from what Google says, they have been approved for season 4. So I'm absolutely waiting for that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last episode is going to be episode 14 of season 3. And it's going to hurt my heart because I don't know when it's going to come back. But that means I'm going to have to find something else to watch, which is going to be interesting. I just wanted to give y'all my thoughts about this show. I love this show. I watch this show every single Wednesday. That is something that me and my mama spend time watching. If you have not watched that show, please go on either BET, BET Plus, BET Her. Philo also has sisters on it. I pay $25 a month for Philo. I get all my channels and shows that I absolutely want to watch. You can download it on your phone, on your TV, Fire Stick, whatever you have. Watch some TV, okay? All right, love y'all, bye.